That smartphone or camera you've got is the key to visualizing what the future might look like, says Jamie Mooney. She's standing on the beach at Myrtle Edwards Park in Seattle, demonstrating how it's done.
We are asking people to take pictures of high tide events at areas that have beach infrastructure, like the jetties, the seawalls, something that has an easy source of comparison.
She's a coastal resources specialist with Washington Sea Grant and co-lead of an effort with the Department of Ecology to document how prepared we are for changes in our shorelines as sea levels rise. All over the coastline, from Olympia to Blaine and beyond, many places will be inundated unless new infrastructure is built. For example, she says the beach at Alki in West Seattle has two staircases that get submerged during the highest tides. Washington Sea Grant has been collecting these photos for 5 years now, and there's a new website where people can upload them. It also has information about exactly when you should take your photos. This weekend in Seattle, it's at about 8 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday.
It's the perfect time for a little morning hike on the beach.
She says it's best to choose a spot you're familiar with so you'll recognize what looks different in the king tides, which happen twice a year when the Earth, Moon, and Sun are in alignment. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.